Hey, Randy, do you think I'd be a funnier guy if I grew a beard and let my hair grow?
You're pretty funny now, but I guess it couldn't hurt. Remember how long hair and a beard reinvented the career of one of the most famous stand-up comics of all time?
Yeah, you sure nailed that, because it worked out pretty well for one of our true comedy heroes, the late, great George Carlin.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our Laugh Track's legend of comedy is George Carlin, the dean of counterculture comedy who inspired a generation of stand-up comedians and left a legacy of landmark comedy albums, books, and cable TV specials.
George was raised in Manhattan by a single Irish-American mother. Growing up, he earned a reputation as a troublemaker in Catholic schools. During a stint in the Air Force, he worked as a DJ, which led to an early partnership with comedian Jack Burns, and then as a stand-up act on his own.
During the 60s, Carlin looked a lot like other straight-laced comics, wearing a suit and tie, with short hair, and a clean-shaven face. But some of his comedic characters were anything but mainstream, like the Indian Sergeant and Al Sleet, the hippy-dippy weatherman.
The year started off real cold. For about 3 months, it was freezing, man. Then it started getting nice, real nice. And it got nicer and nicer until finally we had a long, hot spell. Lasted right through the summer.
While Carlin was a comedy success, he realized his act was dated and didn't appeal to the growing youth market. He decided to let his hair grow, sported a beard, changed into t-shirts and blue jeans, and made his material more topical, edgy, and just a tad obscene. Here's a taste of his classic breakthrough album, FM AM.
They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say, no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare.
FM AM won the Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album, and Carlin followed it up with several now classic albums that scorched everything. Nothing escaped George's verbal slicing and dicing.
I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready to wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity.
Carlin struggled with drugs for much of his adult life and suffered chronic heart problems. Despite these challenges, he continued to perform, write, and record right up until his death in 2008 at the age of 71.
He was awarded the Mark Twain Prize in American Humor posthumously, and in 2017, Rolling Stone named him the second best stand-up comic of all time, just behind Richard Pryor.
You can find out more about George Carlin and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.